Blog Talk Radio.
You're jamming with the hottest DJ.
Many motherfuckers criticize pros and how they play.
Damn, motherfucker, catch the ball.
And many motherfuckers criticize rappers and what they say.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Even though they criticize, secretly they fantasize. But they know they'll never be paid to play.
Yeah. I'ma kill one of you young punks with an old school flow. Though I walk through the shadow of death, I got to make sure that my shoes and my outfit fresh. You bitches get jealous when you see me coming. Y'all would too if you see my woman. Now y'all know we about to do what we do. This shit right here is about as sick as the flu. Drunk motherfuckers wanna vomit on my shoe. Niggas can't have shit, probably cause of you. Rappers go to jail like Oprah go to jail. Stepping policy, don't ask, don't tell. Wear my water beads as I go get the mail. Half black is the new black, can't you tell? It was blue black like Wesley Snipes in New Jack. Now you got to have a white mama just to do that. Tiger Woods, he used to be a safe nigga. Go ahead and let your daughter have a date with him. He'll mate with her, probably in a white beater. Tiger about to change his name to Cheetah. I don't like it when you call me Big Papa. From South Central and I hate helicopters. If we ask who, I'll break in your locker. See me with a water bottle, where's probably vodka. Drink responsibly or drink constantly. Be who you wanna be in this economy. Drunk as Sean Connery. Bonnaby, can't throw me out, motherfucker, I'm the honoree. Trust me, I'll never be the nominee. I don't kiss enough ass, I'm too honoree. Ice Cube, be with a piranha bee. Swimming upstream, eating all kind of meat. West Coast, treated like hyenas. Take what you want from these lying ass cheetahs. Eat the fuck out these fake ass beavers. That's how we act when you don't wanna feed us. Crazy motherfucker, ever since I was a fetus. Might as well join us. And if I fail to mention, I'm spinning up my pension. No, no. The reason no, I hung no. in, cause this right here ain't no country for young men. No, sonny, no, you done fucked no, up the church's no. money. I'm Red Fox, and you that big dummy. Dummy. This junkyard was an empire. Y'all let it get overran by the vampires. Most MCs is goddamn lies like them fucking supervisors working up at Kaiser, bitch. I'm not a Dodger, I'm a Laker punk. Use a fucking clipper, you can call me Jack.
Right now,
We are in Fort Worth, Texas, right here. They're having a wonderful benefit concert that's happening right now. Dozens of people are coming out to this concert, man. Lots of people are walking in the door. This is really nice. Broadcasting live out here, man, in Fort Worth, Texas, man. Beautiful thing that's happening with the young people, man. What are your thoughts on that, man? Let's talk about that while we're broadcasting live here at Scott Theater, man. The place to be. The band of Faith is. Let me see, make sure we got the name. Oh, you know I'm wrong with the name. Faith the band. Okay. I'm broadcasting live out here, man. Beautiful thing that's happening in the community. This is for a wonderful cause, man. I want everybody in the Dallas, Fort Worth, and across the country that's checking us out live right here to know what is happening in the community.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful thing, man, and I think I definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody out here that's making this possible, man, for the young people, man. What are your thoughts on that, man? Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, first of all, I want to say thanks for having me on.
Wait a minute. Hold on. First of all, I'm wrong. I am dead wrong. Okay, let me introduce everybody. This is my new co-host right here. My boy right here going to be, he's actually going to be our news director for this program, man. But anyway, man, kind of introduce yourself, and then we're going to get to talk about the band, Dwayne Washington, who's a wonderful organizer for this great event. But go ahead on and introduce yourself real quick, man. Go ahead and talk.
All right, then. Well, thanks for having me on.
News director.
My name is John Williams, a.k.a. Juice. I'm the new news director for P93 FM. And for one thing, I want to say I would like to send out my condolences to all the bereaved across America, whether they are dealing with death or incarceration. I think this is a beautiful thing that we have today, that in our society, definitely these young people to come together and charge themselves up, understand what's going on, what we're facing in the near future, how it's going to be, what's going to affect them, and really come together as a people and understand what's going on in the near future.
Yeah.
I'm talking about in the near 3.5 to 4 months. So, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing that we come together to learn from one another and to understand our culture and to impart righteousness and to really come together as a community and
that's
as a people.
Right.
And so, I guess him or... what is just too long for us.
Right.
So I definitely agree
with you on that. And this is, this is a wonderful benefit that they're doing for the young people.
Yeah.
And when Dwayne Washington first told me about it, I was like, wow, I gotta come out to this. I got to come out and broadcast live. So that's the reason that we are here for this wonderful event that's happening, especially for the young people, anything for the young people, especially when it comes to positively for the young people. And again, we're broadcasting live here at the Scott Theater in Fort Worth, Texas, and we're going to be doing the whole entire show live from back here. And the thing that Dwayne Washington and the group is doing is a wonderful thing for the young people. And I think that's what it's all about. It's all about the young people. It's all about doing some positive stuff for the community. And, again, we're broadcasting live right now, located at 1300 Granny Street. So we'll be out here all the way up until 10 o'clock tonight. Some of the people that are sponsoring this is Wingstop. It's actually one of the sponsors for this. And M. Austin TV, North Star Bank of Texas. Now, if you want to come on out here for this wonderful event, the tickets are $25, $50 for VIP. This thing is going to be going on all the way, I'm assuming, to 10 o'clock. But again, this is a wonderful, wonderful thing that they're doing in the community.
Yes.
And I want to talk to you about that, man, because this is what it's all about. It's all about focusing on what's happening in our community. And to see
that
they're doing this for the young people, this is a wonderful thing. We need more events like this for the young people. And to see the crowd of people coming in, oh, my goodness, man, it is floods of people from all over that are coming in for this wonderful event. And I am so excited about this event right here, man. So we're asking everybody to come on out here. It just now started. Face the Band is going to be out here. They're out here. This is located at Scott Theater in Fort Worth, Texas. So come on out here, hang out, meet your boy Donnie B in person. I'll be broadcasting live all the way up to 10 o'clock tonight for this great band and to see the wonderful people. And I'll tell you what, they're classy people, too. They are classy people. They dress. It's making me feel left out. They are dressed. They come in here all. Oh, no, I'm serious, man. They are coming in here classy. They got it going on. The latest one looking good. Oh, she knows it, too. She just waving.
Yeah, yeah.
They got it going on up here, though, for real. This is on the serious side, man. This is a wonderful event that's happening for the community. And y'all come on out here and support this, man. It's a lot of important people that are out here for this great event. And, again, yeah. This is sponsored by the Gentleman Society Jazz Concert. And hopefully in a minute we're going to be talking to one of the guys that's over this event and talk to him and see what he think about this great event. Again, this is going to be going on all the way up until 10 o'clock tonight. And you can hear the music in the background. You can hear the music in the background. This is such a wonderful, wonderful event that's happening. And I tell you what, I'm excited about it. And what do you think about it, man? What are your thoughts on this? Let's talk about it real quick.
Well, I think that this is a wonderful thing for the community to come out and, you know, meet one another.
So you can hear what's going on. Shout out to Dwayne Washington for inviting us to come out here to broadcast live out here, man. I definitely got to say a shout out to Dwayne Washington. But anyway, man, before we get ready to get started, what's going on in the world of news, man, that we need to talk about, man? It's been a crazy news week. Let's talk about that real quick.
The HuffPost Black Voice, the internet newspaper, news blog, video community, actually in the news now. We have the NAACP group position on gay rights, drawing protest from clergy groups. Mr. Reverend Owens of the CAAP, and check this out. It's an organization of black clergy members, and they traveled to Houston to protest of the civil rights group recent decision to endorse this same-sex marriage.
Okay, here's the deal. I think they really are getting outrageous with this Chick-fil-A gay rights thing. I think they're getting really out of control with it. And I think it's crazy on what's happening. What are your thoughts on that, man? Let's talk about it. Chick-fil-A is getting millions of dollars because of what he said, and everybody's just going crazy over this Chick-fil-A thing. So, again, if you want to call in and keep your comments, we're broadcasting live here at Scott Theater for this wonderful benefit that they're doing in the community in Fort Worth. The telephone number is 347 area code 989-1725, 347-989-1725. And we're talking about different hot topics that's going on this week. Big news about this Chick-fil-A. Now, we already know that Chick-fil-A is making millions of dollars off of this news media circus. This is like a media circus, a news circus on what's happening with the Chick-fil-A with the gay rights. So, what are your thoughts on it, man? Let's talk about that.
Well, the company has remained mostly silent on the issue on the company's Facebook.
Hello? Hello?
It's the 100K battle.
Yes, sir. It's your boy Clarity.
Clarity, baby.
Chimba, a.k.a. Paradise Scale.
Paradise Scale.
Listen, I don't rap, I revelate, because word plays for artists. But I was taught profits produce a harvest. Grands in the days of stock shares and gossip. Good rats and garbage wearing down your options. Smell of hell, the block is so rotten. Take a breath as you listen to a novice,
right.
A young hood scholar, humble grand apprentice,
yep.
A king and queens understudy of this, knowing earth lacks disciples and a witness to live amongst critics and take that stand in a city of thieves with thorns in their hands that won't stop to see till they see in advance. The eye of the storm is now, it's our chance. The eye of the storm is now, it's our chance. The eye of the storm is now, just take a glance.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, first shall be last, hands clock the hours.
Right.
The day is unknown for the exchange of power,
what?
But the world is theirs, the city is ours.
Come on.
The world is theirs, the city is ours.
Come on.
The first shall be last, hands clock the hours. The day is unknown for the exchange of power,
right.
But the world is theirs, the city is ours.
Come on.
The world is theirs, the city is ours.
All right. Man, what you think about that song right there? You like that joint right there?
Yeah, that was banging.
Man, that is hot. That's off the chain, y'all. We still out here at Scott Fiena doing it real big right here. I got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's checking us out right here on B93FM The Hits. And we got phone lines are ringing up. We're going to go live to the phone lines right now.
Okay.
I love the phone lines.
Yeah.
We're doing it real big. If you want to call in and kick the shout out, we'll broadcast live at Scott Theater, 347 area code 989-1725, 347-989-1725. Yo, you live on the radio. Who is this?
How you doing, none of you? This is Jordan, man.
Hey, Jordan, how you doing, man? Welcome to the radio show. We are broadcasting live at Scott Theater right now. What's going on with you, man?
Hey, no, I'm doing good. Standing music.
All right. And that's what's
like
up, man. Glad to see you calling into the radio broadcast today. You been doing okay today? Say what's up to my co-host, my boy right here. Say what's up to him.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Y'all make sure that y'all check us out. Hey, Jordan, make sure you check us out, man. We're on every day. Y'all can tune in to the hottest hip-hop and R&B music station right here on B93FM. We're going to be doing it big every night, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. If you want to be a very special guest on the show, all you got to do is give us a call at 817. We are your number one 24-hour hip-hop and R&B music station right here on B93FM. We're down here at the Scott Theater. They're doing it big for the young people, man. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about, the young people. That's what it's all about. People are coming in from all over, and it's going down. But what's going on with you, Jordan, man? Let's talk to my boy, Jordan. What's up, Jordan? Tell everybody what city you represent from, man.
I'm representing Detroit, of course. You know, my city, my town. Motor City.
Hey, you hear that? You hear that? My boy is representing Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, that's what's up. What, Mitch? In the house. Yeah.
Already, man. Jordan, we talked about some very important hot topics, man. How did you hear about the show, man? You hear it on Facebook?
Well, Facebook, yeah. You know, I'm a recurring listener, so, you know, I'm always staying posted on your show. I'm listening.
Already,
me and my
man.
Whole camp over here listening, so. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's what's up. We have a few technical problems, man, but we finally got everything fixed and stuff. Again, man, we talking about some very important hot topics going on. And real quick, Jordan, we want your honest opinion about the hot topic. John, go ahead on and give them a hot topic of what we talking about, the Chick-fil-A situation happening with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the topics across the country. And so, you know, just your position on the civil rights issue that's trying to impose on civil rights as far as gay marriage is concerned, and as far as the whole controversy behind this, what's your attitude towards civil rights, because where it's brought us and where it's come from, and then how they are in it for this particular purpose?
Yeah, give us your honest opinion about that. We doing it real big up here at the Scott Theater, and we got my guest about to. You ready? Okay, our guest is about to call in. He's gonna tell us a little bit about what's happening here in Fort Worth, Texas, at the Scott Theater, man, for this wonderful benefit concert that they're doing. And so we're gonna be talking to him live in a few more minutes. So it's definitely going down. So what city you represent from, man? What city you calling from?
The D.
Detroit, Michigan's in the house. All right. All right. I tell you what, Jordan, stay right there, man. That's our boy, Detroit. Our boy representing Detroit, Michigan. We're going to go live right now because we got this great event going on for the young people, man. I think this is wonderful what they're doing. And we're going to go live to the phone line right now.
Okay.
All right, then. If you just hold on for one, man, we got Wayne live with us right now. Hey, what's going on, Wayne?
Hello? What's up, my man? Yes, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing pretty good, man. How about you, sir?
Oh, everything is good, man, as long as we out here just trying to help the kids and help the family.
Well, today, man, we down here at this wonderful event that's happening at the Scott Theater, man. We think this is a wonderful thing that you're doing for the young people, man. I kind of give us an idea of what's happening and give us the purpose of this event, man.
Okay, well, we have a gentleman by the name of Wayne Washington, and he's the founder and president of Gentlemen Society. And Gentlemen Society is an organization that helps young men become better men.
Mm-hmm.
Actually helps them become gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And he
encourages
young men to all to find things of life. He has sponsors of Lemon Beans. He's taking to the ballpark. He also goes to the school. He has open communication with the teachers and the principal. And he tells the principal to call him and his organization first, then call the parents.
Man, I think this is a wonderful thing you're doing. Now, I'm looking at this this smaller flyer. This is a 501c nonprofit organization.
Yes, it is.
And you say this is teaching. I like this because what you guys are doing is this organization is about teaching young boys how to be gentlemen. I think that's really nice. We need more programs like that. Now, is this open to the public, open to the community, anybody that wants to, I mean, any young person that wants to be part of this organization, how can they be part of this organization?
Well, they can simply they can go online to I do apologize. We had a live benefit concert for the Gentleman Society, and someone just opened the door. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. You're coming in clear on this side.
They can actually use the Wayne Washington, and the name of his organization is called the Gentleman Society. He's in Fort Worth, but he also has chapters throughout the United States and international.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
So this is not just limited to the Fort Worth community. It's limited to all young men.
All community.
What's up? Yeah. That's a good reach out.
Yeah, it is. It is. Go ahead.
How does what you're doing differ from what Steve Harvey's doing? Because, you know, Steve Harvey started a nonprofit organization to help get young black men and young boys because those that are without their father because they're single household. How does your program differ from his? Because it sounds like it mimics that, and that's a real good thing. But I believe he's over in Dallas County and Denton County. So how do your program differ from his, and what's the ultimate goal that you're trying to reach?
Well, Steve Harvey has a great program. I mean, he's out there doing the same thing we're doing. We're reaching back, and we're just trying to help these kids, and we're using our resources. So we are joining forces in different directions, but we are joining forces to reach back and help these kids to know that there is hope. There is another life use our talent and our tool to show them a different way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you like do trips and stuff like that? And you know, what type of I don't want to say discipline. I guess I could use that word. What type of discipline do you infer? Because you know we have a lot of teenagers that come from different backgrounds, and a lot of them wasn't disciplined and don't understand discipline, and it just takes a lot of love and a lot of time to really get them to understand that there is a way, you know. But they have been deprived
right.
so long. So what are some of the things that you do to gather those young men with the mindset that they have? Because it's been a long time since this has been in play. And so they're so used to seeing the negative. What kind of reaction do y'all take to really secure them that, hey, they do have a future in America and not just jail or prison in the graveyard?
First of all, we set the example. We're not just talking the talk. We're walking the walk. So they see it every day.
I like that.
And
we definitely need more force.
They go through a learning course, different phases, so that they will gradually get to a point where they'll start just being a witness to other kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, they,
you know what, Wayne? We are definitely going to invite you guys to come back on this program, on this radio show. We want you guys to come back on this radio show, and we want to take out at least 1 hour. To talk about this and really open up the phone lines and let the young people call in, because I think we need to have more programs and more people need to hear about programs like this out here, because a lot of people don't know that there are good programs like this out here, especially for our young men. We need it bad, really bad for our young men, because the 40% of our young people are going to prison. So we have to kind of block that and stop that. So what do we do to stop that? Let's talk about it. What's some of the things we can do?
Well, we'd be more than happy to talk about that. We have gang ex-gang members that have joined, and we've been able to learn from them, and they're learning from us. We're just giving these guys the tool, giving them the love, the appreciation that they just haven't received. And we're just nurturing the garden. They still are young flowers growing up, and we just take that garden
and
water it. Right.
Wow. That's interesting, man. That's very interesting what you're saying. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, Wayne, right? We have a growing number of young men, because I hear you saying that, you know, about these alternatives. We have a growing number of young men that really don't understand the rebellion of sagging. What do you do? Because that's a growing trend.
What do you do with those young men? Because I know you said you leave out an example and those that are with you that's in leadership positions. What do you do? What is one of the main things that you do when you come across those young men and when you see the pants hanging down? And that right there is a sign of, to me, just, you know, there's nothing to live for. What do you? How do you get their pants back up? What do you do to get their pants back up to get their shirt tucked in, to get a belt around their waist, and to get knowledge in their minds? What do you do to get them to that alternative point? Because we are at a dead state, and even on buses, you cannot even get on a bus with your pants pulled down. One of the things I think I like about this, and I know I do, is that I hear you say you're not just telling them to pull their pants up and that's it. You really have another alternative. What do you do to get for a kind of belt for that? Not just leading, not just showing them, but really leading them by the hand like God did the children out of Israel. What do you do when you come across young men like that are definitely at that low degree? And they just follow it and don't understand what it is for the SAG. What do you do for that?
Well, through our training, that sagging automatically goes away. We don't make them stop sagging, but wearing a tie, wearing a nice shirt, that sagging of the pants will automatically go away. So through training and through just, like I say, example, everyone else is wearing nice shirts. They want to be a part of this. And sagging is not a part. So we will just educate them, advise them, and coach them. We're not going to beat them. We're going to coach them. We're going to learn from each other and help each other.
Right.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that. I like that.
Because one thing I really have a problem with is that, you know, we're beating these young brothers up over the head about this, that, and the other. But then there's no alternative. I got a phone that I'm going to do about this. But then there is no other alternative. Only thing you told them was just pull them up. But after that, then what? You know, which way am I going to go after I do that? You know, because I see these young men that go out, they're saying to themselves, even if I go out and pull them up, I still can't get them out. So why should I just really care? And so it comes from the stigmatism of and the politics of with still stuck in the same rut, no matter how you look, no matter how much you want to come out, no matter how much you scream on the inside, and no matter how much you show it on the outside of the world, the law of citizen, we really have nothing to say that we're brilliant.
We're going to go ahead and let him go because he got to get back to filming. But we definitely, man, appreciate you taking out your busy schedule to talk to us. And before I leave tonight, I'll be definitely giving you my telephone number so you can call me and we can keep up with each other and let people know what's going on. And Monday, I'll give you a call and we can set something up with you and Wayne and bring Wayne and maybe a couple of the young people on the program so we can kind of talk about what's going on and maybe we can kind of get the people to call in and get an understanding of what's going on so we can maybe get more young people to be part of this organization and maybe get people to donate to this organization too. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay. Thank you very much, and I'm going to get back into the show.
All right, then. Thank you so much. Again, we are talking to him. He's giving us information about that. And I think he touched on a very important thing, man, tonight about that, man. And let's get into our local news. Now, what else is going on in the world of news besides the Chick-fil-A? We've been talking about the Chick-fil-A. What else can we see that's going on in the world of news?
Well, you know, Senator Romney,
and
is
Jordan still with us? Jordan, are you still with us?
Hello?
Is Jordan?
I don't think so.
Okay, Jordan must have left. All right, then again, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to say, Senator, Governor Mitt Romney is in the position of, you know, a candidate for the VP position. This is a big issue because Rob Portman, a Republican from Ohio, has long been pegged as the type of boiling white guy who Mitt Romney is likely to pick as his vice president. But Senator Portman keeps telling reporters he just wants to be a senator. But we also have Kentucky Randy Paul. A day after endorsing Governor Mitt Romney,
said it would be an honor and a great honor to be considered as a president. But rumors are spreading that Rand Paul could be a possible VP. You also have on the VP candidate list Condoleezza Rice, a position of
right.
president on the Republican ticket of Mitt Romney. So
right.
Well, I think y'all would don't y'all forget to tune in to us. It's definitely going down. Y'all tune in to this show every night, Monday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. live right here on B93FM. We are your 24-hour brand new underground hip hop and R&B music station right here on B93FM. And if you're an independent artist out there, you got music out there, you want to get your music to us, all you got to do is email us at DJ9BMusic@yahoo.com. We get your music, and we'll play your music on the air. Now we're gonna go to some more music right here on B93 and hit, and definitely wanna say, I mean, don't go nowhere. If you wanna call in, you can call in to keep a shout out live. We are live right now in Sky Theater. You can call us at 347 area code 989-1725. 347-989-1725. Now, when we get back from this station break, we're going to talk about the community, and we also going to talk about some things that's happening in Dallas, Texas. Everybody's still talking about the big shooting that happened over there in Dallas, Texas 2 weeks ago, man. So let's get into that. Our news director, John Williams, is going to get more details about that. And what do you have to say about that, man?
You know, I definitely want to get into a little bit of that once we get back from this break. You know, I think Dallas really needs to start opening up their eyes, and I don't believe we're blinded to the facts of what went down. But at the same time, I think we want to just let the smoke clear and get the chief of the Dallas Department is doing on the show. But I got some interesting stuff. Believe it.
All right.
That they would never actually work for Dallas. Because of the way Dallas do things, and because of these wrongs for death, and there's been more than just one as of this year.
Right.
More than any in Dallas for World Police history. So that's definitely a good topic, because you got third county officers that don't even want to go there and work for.
We got a lot of people listening to us live.
Dallas County officers. So I think that's
all about. That's what it's all about. This is our first live broadcast. I like that, man. And then, I want you to know this is our first live broadcast on location too. So I'm gonna open up the chat room for a minute. If y'all wanna chat with us live on the radio, I'm gonna open up the chat room.
Come on, open
it up. And let people chat with us live. How about that, man?
Okay.
Think about that. We're gonna open up the chat room and we're gonna go live on the chat room. Facebook. Oh no, I don't like that. And you can hear the music in the background.
Yes.
What do you think about that? You can hear the music in the background.
Yeah.
So, it's definitely going down this beautiful Saturday night right here on B93 FM.
Absolutely.
And I don't know, man, about you, man, but I'm excited about what's happening in our community and how our community is really going, man.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I can't get the chat room open. I'm trying to open up the chat room so people can chat with us live on the radio. So anybody want to call in the chat? Yeah, we're live on the radio right now, man, but I just want to, anybody want to chat live with us on the radio, you can call in. We're live, broadcasting live worldwide. And again, it's going down today, man.
I'm going to kick some shots out to RTPG. Go ahead, kick a shout out. To all the clergy men and women there. I can't name everybody, because if I name one, I'm going to try to name everybody, and they ain't going to be able to do that. So, anybody there? Oh, and on Sunday, don't y'all forget, we're shooting the video, so it's on. To
I tell you what, we're not going to be able to get the chat room open up today. We're on location. We was in the studio. We'll be able to get it open. But what we're going to do, no chat room today. But if you want to call in and kick your shouts out, call us at 347-989-1725. We are live on Facebook. So big shouts out to everybody checking us out on Facebook too, man. So again, they put his name up there, man. It's going down live right here. So, what do you think about it, man?
This is wonderful, you know. I think more events like this should be, and not just in Tarrant County, but it's been a long time since we've really just done some things. It's time to just start doing more activity and more activity and really just start trying to get involved with community affairs and knowing what's going on, because it affects you and it affects your everyday walk and everyday life. It affects your constitutional rights. It affects you to live. It affects you to breathe. It affects you to be a human being. And so it's time to get involved and know what's going on and not let the wolf sneak up on us. And we like Steelers Steve, we sit up here, we don't got the stone house, but we got a house with straw, so the wolf blow that down. Then we come around, then the wolf blow that down. Then we come around, we got a house just with sticks, and we'll blow that down.
Thing, man.
And so
one
then we
got
to try to get
to
some security.
I want
to
say, I want to say a big shout out to Dwayne Washington for inviting us to come out here to broadcast the radio station live out here on B93. Big shout out to Dwayne Washington. He's the one that invited us to come out here and broadcast the show live from out here. So a big shout out to Dwayne Washington and everything that they're doing in the community. So again, man, I'll tell you what, man. I think we're talking too much. We're going to play some music, okay? We're going to play some music. We're going to get caught with it. Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. You're tuned in to the All New B93 FM, The Hit, where we are making a difference in the community for one reason. We all are coming together. All right, now we're going to go to my boy David Lamar. It's called Sexy Girl with a Tattoo. Yeah, it's first on B93 Beyond Yo, 24 hours music station, doing it big on B93 FM. We'll be right back.
Well, my ladies with a sexy tattoo, this song is definitely just for you. So all my ladies, please stand up and show your tattoo.
We going global.
Uh-huh.
Baby, the ambassador, David Lamar, Hurricane Chris. A message to girls across the world. Just stand to your feet, baby. Cause this song is about
I'm
just go ahead and take up. 5150, so sick with it, girl, I keep it player. Pong game, stupid, you dealing with a backbreaker. Plus, it ain't free when I finish, I bet I make a pay up. But falling on these other dudes, tell them get their cake up. And don't come to the dunk and contest doing them layup. She got that fire type of sex that'll make you stay up. Plus, she bad and jazzy, ain't gotta wear no makeup.
All right, y'all, man. Welcome back. It is definitely going down right here on the All New W Radio Show on B93FL. It is going down. We're having a good time. Are you having a good time, John?
That's what's up. We're having a good time. Scott B.A. to 1300 DENTY. It's $25 to get in. Come bring your friends. Let's go.
All right, man. It is definitely going down. A lot of people down here broadcasting live out here. And it's so many people, you can hear the wonderful music going on in the background. What do you think about it?
I think, John, and let's keep going.
Right, right. But I tell you what, man, we still going to be talking about some hot topic news and stuff that's happening right here. And I'm going to go live to our boy, Joy the Ears, live with us. I can barely hear y'all, man, because there's so much noise going on in the background because of the big concert, the jazz concert that's happening. We're going to go live to our boy, Jordan. What's up, Jordan? What's up, man? What's going on, man?
What's up?
Jordan is in the building, y'all. For those who are just now tuning into us on B93 up here, Jordan is one of them independent artists, man, that, man, if you look at him, he don't look like he can sing. The boy can sing. Jordan got that voice, man, that'll make them girls go crazy. Hey, Jordan, do me a favor. Yeah. You know I like to put people on the spot, man, Jordan, but sing for us real quick, man. Give the listeners a taste
give
of Jordan's singing.
A little song.
The boy can sing. The boy can sing. give us a taste, man.
Okay,
I ain't got my drum, bro.
Drum,
baby, oh. This situation's driving me crazy, but I don't think that I could ever recoup from the damage that was done. Girl, you know that you're the only one I know. Why do you think that this is happening? Girl, baby, girl, you know me. But you
don't
are
there,
very
there. All right.
Look at that.
Okay, then stop him from singing now. You don't start. Go ahead. Okay. Boy.
Y'all know what? Once you get somebody singing, they boy, it's hard to get them to sing, and then it's hard to get them to stop singing.
What's really going on?
You know? That's how I'm going, Johnny, y'all. Johnny can sing, y'all, for real. I mean, if y'all looking for a hot officer, you got my boy John Williams who can sing, then you got Jordan who can sing, man. Y'all just leaving me after dark, man. Y'all leaving me after. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'll just go do gospel. How about that?
Yeah, cause I'm gonna say,
hey, you can sound any kind of way. If you notice this, y'all, you can sound like a hot mess and still do gospel and people don't clap.
What? You know, it's just today's atmosphere.
Baby, you need to stop it, baby. You keep screaming like that, baby.
I gotta put my teeth back in my mouth.
All right. Oh man. You can get in there and start singing. You can be.
Jesus is the light of the world.
And then people start clapping. They start clapping for you. Yes, praise them. Y'all still lying in church. You know, darn well, y'all lying in church. You know that brother can't sing. What's really going on?
But that brother sounds like a hot man.
That's
a lot to you. The church just be trying to encourage people, but they lying to folks. Don't lie to nobody like that. If
they sound like this here, no way, they can't sing. Y'all know what? One day the band got me radio. We're going to keep it real. And Jordan, that's our long time boy right there. So, Jordan, real quick, man, before we let you go, what all you got going on, man? Because you be just as busy as we be busy. What's going on with
you,
Jordan?
Today I was at Belle Isle in Detroit on the island, Belle Isle, that we got down here, and I did a big concert for, you know, the people, the Youth Fest live.
Okay.
Detroit. So me and my people, we did a big concert, and everybody really enjoyed it. And tomorrow night I'll be on the Huddle Show, which airs internationally, so you can catch that on Comcast.
Okay.
Channel 20.
Wow.
Yeah, Channel 20.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Jordan, let me ask you something. How was the atmosphere up in Detroit? How is the atmosphere for Detroit?
How is the atmosphere up in Detroit?
I mean, that's up north versus down here in south. What's the mood like up there? What's the tension? Give us a scoop on that.
Pretty much, a lot of the artists here, we really support a lot of each other because a lot of us are still like independent and we don't really have deals, so we don't have a choice but to support another. Who's our chance to get you know, fame when somebody's ignoring that? So we don't really have a lot of people that can help us with that, so we try to, you know, stick together as far as the people that can use us anyway. That when we stick together, we try to get ourselves up to a certain status.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of support there and a lot of love.
Man, that's what I was talking about. We talking about going doing the real thing, man. Keep up the good work, man. You doing your thing, man. For real. Man, that's what it's all about, y'all, man. We're doing the big right here, man. It's going down. B93 FM, the hit. Number one underground hip-hop and R&B station doing the big in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I tell you what, man. If y'all want to kick the shout out, call in 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. We're gonna get into this mix in a few more minutes, man. Because it's just definitely going down Saturday night. Getting out ready to go out to the club. Judge, you going out to the club, Judge. Oh, speaking of clubs, duh, when we get back, you're going to talk about this big video shoot. John Williams got a big video shoot coming up tomorrow, and we're definitely going to get into that. Also, shout out to Cyclone, who had a big event. Also, Cyclone did it real big today. He had a big video shoot in Henry Park. We're going to talk about that. Man, it's crazy on what's happening, man.
Yeah,
we can get into this mix. We're getting y'all ready, y'all. We're getting y'all ready to go out to the club tonight, because it's definitely going to go down.
everybody out there that's tuning in to us, Saturday Night Party Mix Show, right here on B93 FM, the Hits, man. And if y'all want to hear something in the mix, give us a call at 347-989-1725. And when we get back, man, you gonna talk about this this big video shoot you got, man. What's up with the video shoot? Let's talk about that.
It's on Jerry Cunningham. He's a comedian from the Jerry Comedy Sketch Show that we're trying to really get off the ground right now. And so he's going to come out. He's the producer. And he's going to come out and shoot the video, and we're going to make it hot. RCCG, Redeemed Christian Church, here in Denton, Texas, in the city of Denton. And that's 510. It's going to be North Elm Street between Congress and Parkway at a church called Redeemed Christian, Church of Jesus. So come out. You know, anybody want to be part of the video, come out. We're going to start shooting around 12 o'clock after service.
Man, I'm kind of jealous, man. I'll be getting my church on tomorrow morning, so I can't come out, man. I'll be in church all day on Sunday, man.
Absolutely. And that's what's going down. And it's a video to my single called Righteousness. And so, you know, we're going to be doing that. It's going to be hot. You know, I believe we're going to, you know, just going to promote my single. And so that's what's up. That's the news for me. That's what's up. There's some other things going on as well. And a big shout out to DCP, Denton Community Theater. Julia Brinker. Hey, how you doing if you're listening? And everybody that's been a part, you know, I play Linux and Macbeth. And on the 25th of this month, we're going to be doing an award ceremony for the best actor, guest, and producer, performer.
Oh, man.
So I can't give away who I voted for, but I did vote for somebody.
Say, you my co-host. You my co-host, man. I know you're going to tell me what's up. What's up with that man?
So to me, I sent my all my stuff in, so big up to you. Let's get it together, and I'm ready to see everybody.
Also, man, we're definitely going to be celebrating our one-year anniversary of B93 FM coming soon, y'all. So it's just going to go down, y'all, for real. Again, a shout-out to all the independent artists out there. And they're doing it real big, man. And we got a lot of people listening to us, man. I got to say a shout-out to LaTanya on Facebook. She said she's enjoying the show. She loves the show. She said we jamming over here. And she said to put some Frankie or something in the mix. And rest in peace to Coon. For those who do not know Coon, Coon passed away 2 weeks ago, man. And you know, people still tipping off of his all of a sudden death, man. So we definitely need to continue to pray for family of Coon.
Definitely,
and
I pray.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. This brother, man, was really something. I mean, it was a really big loss for the hip hop community. So, definitely want to say a big shout out to my boy Looney B, man. But anyway, it's definitely going down, man. We'll be going off the air at 10 o'clock tonight on B93 up in the Hits, and we definitely gonna be doing it real big, man. What else you got going on, man?
All in the news today, man. That voters ID law.
Man, they're not talking about the voters ID. Right,
man.
That is crazy.
Man, that is going to be an infringement on your constitutional rights and civil rights. That's hot in the news right now. The recession is hot in the news, and Facebook is hot in the news.
You know what? That it's crazy. You say that because I haven't felt. I guess I haven't felt it because I live it every day. Hey, when you live it every day, it ain't even no big
thing. There's some things going on with Facebook that you might need to know about.
Oh, for real?
So, yeah. So, and I'm not saying that they're not going to be around. I'm just saying it's just not what it was, and they're really looking at making some changes.
Wow. That's crazy,
so,
y'all.
I can give you the scoop on that, too.
I tell you what, man, we're going to get in. It's a... I tell you what we're going to do, man, because it's definitely going down here on B93 FM. And DJ Tony is in the studio, man, and he's about to get down. What you think about that, man?
DJ Tony?
Yeah, DJ Tony's in the studio on the other side, and he's already working on his getting ready to start working on his mix. Big shout out to DJ Tony doing it real big right here on B93 FM. He's about to get into this mix. We're about to get guitar ready for the club tonight. You going out to the club tonight, man? I know I ain't going to the club tonight.
I think I'm going to do that thing tonight because I got to get ready for that tomorrow. I want to definitely be ready.
The first cut on this record has been cross-format focused for airplay success.
All right, y'all, I tell you what, it's going down on B93 FM. We're getting ready to get into this live right now. It's Saturday night, y'all, man. It's official 8:38 time, man. It's going down. You want to call in and kick your shouts out. Shout out to everybody checking us out on Facebook. Call us at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725.
Scott Theater,
because he's like, he's even crazy in his head. I mean, that nigga looks like this. Trick, get your mind right. Living in the limelight, so picture what they'll do for my Jimmy and a Klondike. Bar, bar, party hard. Tell your mama I'm a guest, a superstar. Real bloody with you all. So foul and shit. Two-step and lay back, still wild and shit. What up? Hey, baby, I got the potion. Take a sip of this and bring it back in motion. Real bloody with you all.
Galveston, Texas, man. She's checking us out. So, yes, Galveston is in the building, man. And I haven't Dallas is definitely in the building. Everybody that's representing, doing it real big out here, man. It is definitely going down. B93FM, man, we doing it big over here. And a lot of people is definitely checking us out. Big shout out to everybody on Facebook. And that's it, man. Hey, man. They jamming with us, man, for real. They jamming with us, so. Going down. If you want to kick your shout out, call us live right now at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725, man. We're going to get back into this mix, man. Don't go nowhere. We live in the mix right now, B93 FM, y'all. We'll be right back.
crowd tonight right here at Scott Theater, man. Is there the place to be, man? We are live in the mix right now. B93FM and the Hits, man. Big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us. Man, what you think about it, John? John, damn it, man.
Say what you think about it, man.
Y'all see y'all take us out for us. Y'all can see y'all check us out for the Crunk at 8 mix coming up Monday night, man. We're going to be live at the mix for the Crunk at 8 mix at from 8 to 8:30. Oh, man, it's going to be crazy, man. So, real quick, man, what you think about it, man? What you think about it?
I love it. I can't say too much more, but, hey, it's just a joy and a pleasure to be a part of it. Everybody should come out.
Already, man.
Scott Theater,
1300 DMT. Watch. Man, Scott Theater is the place to be. Everybody, mommy's coming out, man. I'm telling the ladies are looking lovely, man. My boy, John Williams is in the studio, man. But guess what? I'll be back in the studio with him on Monday, man. But my boy, John Williams is live in the studio. But I'm kind of jealous, man, because you in the studio with Tony. Y'all in the studio jamming, man.
But you know what? When I get my chance to get out there, then I'm going to have my fun. I'm a little jealous, too, because I ain't seeing nobody. I ain't all that. And I know you're enjoying yourself out there and people coming up to you. See, I like stuff like
man.
That. See, so
and
my time is coming, and then you'll be able to be there.
Definitely got to say a big shout-out to – my boy DJ Jordan doing it real big, who called in to the program. Him and his boys are listening – him and his people are listening to us right now live. Big shout out to them, and also shout out to Latonya listening to us. And Mike might just text me on Facebook. He said, that means he said, we checking you out. He said, y'all crunk as heck. I ain't gonna say hell. But anyway, I don't know if I'm dealing with the church folks or what. All right, y'all, man. It is definitely going down. We live in the mix. It's crazy. And they are putting on a show. If y'all have not been here, they are definitely putting on a show. In the background, I haven't even had a chance to go in to see how the show is, man. But what is going down, feeding, man? I'm jealous. I have not been inside.
It was going down so
show.
Hard. If you stuck with us, it's going down there. If you stuck right there.
I can't be in two different places. I'm outside. Inside.
Yeah.
So I can't be in two different places. So I'm missing a hot show that Dwayne Washington film is doing. And you can hear the lady in the background. Singing, you ain't driving. What is it? Driving on the freeway. Oh shoot! I'm missing the show because I'm on the radio. That's okay. All right, y'all, man. Instead of going down, we live in the mix. B93 FM, the Hits, baby. We are doing it big. We're gonna get into the big man. We'll be right back on B93 FM.
Yeah, let's begin like it's 98. Like I'm eating lunch off a styrofoam tray.
Yeah.
Trying to be the next rapper coming out the eight. Hoping for a record deal to ring on my pain. Yeah, now let's pretend like I'm on the stage. And when my beat drops, everybody goes insane. Okay, cause everybody know my name. And everywhere I go, people wanna hear me sing. Oh yeah, and I just dropped my new album. On the first week, I did 500,000. Gold in the spring and diamond in the fall. In the world tour, just to top it all off.
can't forget it. Love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Jimmy and Connors right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my smash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons with some pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I want my boys with me. Say what up in Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, hips and that, give me high five. I'll be spiked out, I can tip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from
right, child, man. All right, right now, man, the crowd is going crazy, man. People are running. People are running.
Yeah.
Dude, you can see it right now, man. People are running. This dude, I believe that's the Wayne Washington that's just doing it. But, yeah, man, people are going crazy right about now. Oh, I'm going to let y'all listen to a little bit of it. Let y'all listen to a little bit of it. So y'all can hear what's going on. Got to be real quiet.
Yeah, they're doing it, ain't they?
You can hear the background right here, man. This is Dwayne Washington, group is doing it, man. We kind of want y'all to hear. This is what you guys are missing, man. So y'all should come on out here. It is going down right here on B93 FM. We're broadcasting live on location. Yeah, because I see a big shout out to everybody listening to us, man. I'm real low right now because it's going down inside. They're having a real concert going on right now, yeah. So we're gonna have a lot more coming up. You're tuned in to B93. We live in the mix on your number one station, so right here on B93 FM. The hits where we are making a difference. We'll be right back.
Don't catch me, give me a break. I'm supercharged with a hideaway license plate. It seems they want to fingerprint me and give me some years.
They'll only get one finger while I'm shifting gears. I got suede on my roof, wood grain on the dash, sheepskin on the rug, holding grain in the sash. Hydraulics all around, so I shake the ride. We go front, back, and side to side. Don't put your script up and make you spill your drink. Tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. Now your car just stopped on an empty tank. Boy, what you gon' do, act a fool. If you got late bills, tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. If you 'bout to get drunk and you ready to mob, boy, what you gon' do,
information. Take her on vacation. Give her dope dick. Now she under the sedation. Wake her in the morning. Record where she slept at. Tell her go shopping. I can't wait till she get back. Louis flip flops and a pair of pink sweatpants. She wear that on my jet. I fuck her after jet lag. I take her to the vet. Cause she a bad bitch. You can't be broke and happy. So me, I'm married. I'm talking young money shit. She let her wear a tank. L'Oreal all over my bathroom sink. Betsy Johnson all over my bathroom counter. My pocket's too deep. I'm fucking around and drown her.
All right, y'all, man, we definitely doing it real big, man. I ain't going to tell you what happened to me just a few minutes ago, John. We live on the radio.
That's what's up.
John Williams live with us right here on B93 FM, the hit, man. Man, have you ever had the most embarrassing moment of your life? Well, we still doing it real big. We still doing it real big at B93 FM, man, getting everybody ready to go out to the club tonight, man, and what you getting ready to do, man? We got less than 30 minutes, man. I was so, wait a minute, I got to tell you this, John Williams. I was so embarrassed just a few minutes ago, man, because I was trying to get the radio station. This is what I call Dunnabee's most embarrassing moment. I was trying to get the radio station together, then all of a sudden the concert going on, then the radio just went all the way up and people was looking. Looking at me, I'm like, wow, you should see how quick I had to cut the radio down so people wouldn't be looking at me crazy. That is crazy. You know, that's what they call the most embarrassing moment for real. And that's what we're going to talk about Monday, y'all. Monday, we're going to talk about the most embarrassing moment of your life. I know you got some crazy ones. Oh, speaking of that, we also looking for a lady to join our team right here on B93 and B97 FM, because we are still part. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know yet, but I think we're still part of B97. I'll find out. With some craziness happened on yesterday, man. I was trying to get the, and I gotta tell you this, man, John Williams. I was trying to get the radio, the switchboard to work. All of a sudden, man, the switchboard went down. Yeah, I said it. It went down. It was dragging. The switchboard was dragging.
Yeah.
I said, never will I do anybody else's switchboard. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna do my own stuff. And so the head boss, DJ Earthman, say, let me still do it. I'm like, I'm not going to make myself look bad like that. What is really going on? So I'm not going to do that. What's really going on? What is really happening?
That's
crazy. Anyway, you have to tune in to B93 FM. Man, we are doing the video. We're broadcasting live here. It's got to be Ada, man. And again, I hate to tell you about that, John Wee. That was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Everybody, you should have seen the reaction, man. Was looking at me. And you know what, John? This is one day that I wish I had all my business card. Everybody is asking me for my business card. I'm like, whoa, and I ain't got no business card, y'all. So, one thing that I can tell everybody that's listening to us on the radio, whatever you do, get your business card. Get some business card. You're
going to
need it. You can hear me in the background jamming. Oh, my goodness. They are jamming in the background.
And I know everybody's out there going, never, man, I know
they look good.
Right. But anyway, man, I want to say a shout-out to everybody on Facebook. Someone called me and said that they wanted to do, wait a minute, John. Somebody just said they want to do a free, quick shout-out. Not a shout-out, but what they call that? They want to do a freestyle. So you want to do a freestyle, call us right now, 347-989-1725. Go ahead and say something.
All right, John is still with us. You gonna do a shout out?
Yeah, I definitely want to do a shout out. I want to kick a shout out. If I could do Jared some of the test show, we're also looking for some male and female actors and actresses. You can come Jared's Comedy Jared's Comedy Test Show.com. Go to the audition page. Hit that. Also, you can hit once you go to Jared's Comedy Test Show, hit DCT, you'll see the and you can check out the dress. I was in there. So, the new television show, just like you've seen Dave Chappelle or Saturday Night Live, and so, from Mr. Jerry Cunningham, a incredible producer and stand-up comedian, and he's just like Tyler Perry or even
rap, if you can do poetry, whatever you want to do,
what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get in front of how to make me. I drive a Cadillac with my arm and I'm a G. And I'm a motherfucking B-I-N-T. Yo, that shit is crazy, who kid? Rewind that, play that back. What you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a blood up out of me. I drive a Cadillac where I'm home cause I'm a G. And I'm a motherfucking B-R-I-P. I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a blood up out of me. I drive a Cadillac where I'm home and I'm a G. And I'm a motherfucking B-I-M-P. Yeah, bitch, I got my now later data zone. I'm about to show you how my pimp hand is played strong. You're dead wrong if you think the pimp is gon' die. 12 people with 100 holes by my side. I'm down with that nigga 50 like I'm down with blue. Fuck her, nah, nigga, motherfuck you. G, you, and I, dizzy. Fucking with me, with a DP, dizzy. Niggas in New York know how dog we get at. I got my niggas too green, I got my bitches up front. I got my business in Manhattan, I ain't fucking around. I got some other B-Gans from the G-Gans from the boogie down. That's waiting on me to return, so they can snatch these brains. I put my shit in the purse. Word, word. They love it when I get to gripping and spitting this smacking magnificent thing. I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a blood up out of me. I drive a Cadillac with a phone and a G. Cause I'm a motherfucking G-R-I-P. I don't know what you're doing about me. But a bitch can't get a blood up out of me. I drive a Cadillac with a phone and a G. And I'm a motherfucking G-R-I-P.
Hits.com, man. Are you all right, Joe? You all right, Joe? I'm on the radio. I can't talk. Hello? Hello?
All right, John, man. We waiting on John to get back on. I don't know where John went, but he's
I'm right here.
All right. It's up, man. We live on the radio right now. We definitely doing it big. Yeah. Big shout out to everybody came out to the big concert, Jazz Fan concert right here, Benefit concert. We're still live on the radio, man. We got less than 5 minutes left, man, before we begin ready to get up out of here, man. So, we'll go ahead on and talk about the news, man. Go ahead and
talk about the news. Yeah, it probably what's going on. The New York Times recorded this. Two new advertisements for the Obama campaign continue to press challenger Romney about his questionable tax returns. We know what that's going to lead.
Yeah.
Governor Mitt Romney.
It is a lot of people coming out here right now on B93 FM, man. It's going down. The concert is over with. I got to say this, John Williams, man. It was a wonderful concert here at Scott Theater. We're still broadcasting live on B93 FM at Scott Theater in downtown over here in Fort Worth at the Art Museum. It was a wonderful concert tonight, man, for the young people, man. This was a wonderful thing. I think it's really important that they do this for the young people. Again, man, John, we don't ever want to talk about that, man. But we got closing remarks, man. We got less than 5 minutes, man. What's going on in the world of news that we need to talk about real quick before we get ready to wrap everything up?
The job market about this government running and his allies are targeting President Barack Obama on job creation and government spending. Now, it seems from this doctor shortage grow as health laws move, according to Chief Executive Tamitra Lindsay. And she's of the Inland Behavior of Health Service. And she wrote that
this
shortage...
I'm not on the radio.
...of doctors. And that this shortage is over 100,000. It will extend in 2025. But they're trying to close the gap by 2012. And she's understanding... They were by 2012 because the law extended coverage to over 30 million Americans. It takes a day to train a doctor. So those that are in the field of medicine,
I tell you what, John, let's talk about this. Coming up Monday night, y'all, we're going to be talking about the very important topic that's going on in the black community, and that's what it's all about. It's all about the community, and what we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing a lot of different stuff here. So, again, man, I got to thank Dwayne Washington for this wonderful event that they did tonight. And this event was sponsored by Wingstop. Wingstop actually was the one that sponsored this event. And, again, it's for a good cause. It's for the young people. A lot of the young people came out to this thing tonight, man. And I tell you what, I'm excited about it. It's to see the fact that what they are doing with the 501c, man. What are your thoughts on that, man?
I think that's a wonderful thing. And as a community, we should definitely start coming and getting together more to do activities like this and grow as a community. And if we get sponsors like that, hey, that's a wonderful thing because that shows that our community – that they're watching and that they want to get involved. And we definitely can get them involved because we're doing community things and we are law-abiding taxpaying citizens and we're definitely active in our community. That's what's up.
All right, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm really going to be down live on the radio. All right, man, again, what we got, so this coming up Monday, man, on the show, we're going to try to, we're going to have just a live call-in when everybody can call into the program. So you can call into the program and tell us what's going on in the community. That's what it's all about, the community. And I got to say this, man. I was a polytechnic in high school, so I'm surprised to see a lot of my classmates out here, a lot of my classmates from polytechnic high school out here, man.
Yeah.
I'm recognizing a lot of people that I know from the past. What you think about that, man?
Yeah. Man, I think that's good.
Wait a minute, I ran into the band director, Moody, Mr. Moody from Polytechnic High School.
So he's coming out this fall. So this is a real man attraction.
Oh man, this was real. This was a real deal tonight. Scott Theater was definitely the place to be. Big shout out to and I want to thank everybody that tuned into our radio show live tonight. A big shout out to everybody out there that tuned into us. Y'all can tune into us.
every night, Monday through Saturday, from 7 to 10, right here on B93FM. I got to say a big shout-out to Dwayne Washington for inviting us to come out to broadcast live, man. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be out here broadcasting live tonight. So I definitely got to say a big shout-out to Dwayne Washington for inviting us to come out here. And this, and I, one thing I got to say, man, this was a positive event, especially for young men, young black men. A lot of times we see a lot of our young black men go to prison. 40% of the population of African Americans go to prison. So this is a, to me, I think this is a good thing because this is an opportunity for us to get to let the world know that we got a lot of young people that don't go to prison that are good people, that are good people. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And what I want to do, this is what I want to do, man, and I want to say this live on the radio right now in front of everybody. I want us to have the young people. We're gonna set up a meeting where we have the young people to call into the show, and let's find out what's on their mind. Let's find out what's on the young people's mind. We're going to set that up live on the radio right here on B93 FM. And we're going to just try to get the word out there to let people know what's going on with the young people out here, man. That's one of the things. That's the reason we came out here tonight, to support what these guys are doing. I think what Dwayne Washington them is doing is really nice and what they're doing. And, you know, we got a lot of young people calling to our radio show. So shout out to all the hip-hop artists that call into the program and stuff. And we're going to try to set something up for the young people, man, because a lot of people say, well, man, you guys don't do nothing for the young people. Yes, we do. We out in the community everywhere. We go all over the place in the community. Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Chicago, New York, we everywhere. We go all over. We got people in places in all of these cities. So that's what we want to do, though, is do more folk work, because we don't do as much folk work like we do Dallas. Speaking of that, man, what we got coming up for Monday night? What we got coming up on the radio show for Monday night? What we got coming up? Shout out to my five-year-old son, too. Shout out to my son. Yes, and I am one of them young black men that do take care of my responsibility. You know, they always say black men don't take care of their responsibility. There are a lot of good black men that do take care of their responsibility, and I'm one of them. So I got to say a big shout-out about that, man. But anyway, before we let everybody go, man, let's hop in on and do some quick shout-outs. And, Rodney, he called in tonight. He said from Washington, said he loved the show. And everybody that's looking at us on Facebook, man, they tune into the program every day on Facebook. So a big shout out to everybody. And coming up Monday night, y'all, oh my goodness, man, we're gonna talk about some very important stuff in the black community. What can we do to make it better for us as individuals in the black community? That's what we're gonna talk about Monday night, 7 o'clock, right here on B93 FM, the Hit Station, where we are making a difference, trying to make a difference in the black community. And if you want to be a very special guest on the show, give us a call at 347-989-1725. And we definitely gonna be doing it real big. What you think about that, man? What you think about that?
And you know what? In the hip hop news, Snoop Dogg wants you to know.
Wait a minute. I seen the news thing about it. Snoop Dogg changing his life.
Wait a minute. We ain't gonna get it on yet. Snoop Dogg wants
you to know. Man, when you first broke the news about it, man, for our radio station, I did not believe it.
I'm going to give him this much.
Don't believe that Snoop Dogg has changed his life.
Reincarnated.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I don't believe that Snoop Dogg, we talking about the real Snoop Dogg, has changed his life. Now, they said on the news the other day that Snoop Dogg has changed his life. He is now a Christian. I have a hard time believing a person that was going to talk to a damn psych. Come on down. All right, y'all, man. You know, we're broadcast live. B93 up in the hits, man. We stick out here doing it big right here at the Scott Theater. The concert just now being over with. People are walking out the door, man. It's definitely going down. We're broadcasting live right here on B93 FM. Next, man, shout out to everybody that came out to this wonderful event. This wonderful event was sponsored by, one of the sponsors of this event was Wingstop. Big shout out to Wingstop for doing it. And they got a jazz concert, man. They got Dwayne Washington. They got a non-profit organization, 501c. That teaches young boys how to be gentlemen, man. What do you think about that? How to be a gentleman? I gotta ask you, man. Is that the same as young men being gentlemen? Let's talk about that.
You know what? Next time we get Wingstop to do this, we're gonna try to get Troy Aikman to come out and give us some
and give us some signed autographs because, you know, he big with Wingstops. So,
I tell you what, Mr. John Williams said he's going to get everybody to sign his photograph. How about that?
That's what's up.
All right, y'all, man. This is our radio show. It's definitely brought to you by D&D Production out of Dallas, Texas. When it comes down to 24 hours D&D production, anything that you want when it comes to production, video production, audio production, you got to check them out. D&D Production is definitely the place to be. You want to advertise with our radio station on B93, you email us at djdunnabmusic@yahoo.com. It's definitely going down. B93, but it's Saturday night, man. I know you're getting ready to go out to the club tonight. You going out to the club, John?
You know what? I just got through eating me some chicken. I
got a lady
from
the street that's she just really laughing. She said, "Boy, y'all, it's crazy." We do this every day on the radio. We act. Oh yeah, we wear this good
merch.
We do.
You also can catch us on WDBTV channel 40.org.
That's right, on TV every day, Monday through Friday. And again, we'll be here just coming up Monday at 7 p.m., the same time on P93 FM. And again, we got to thank Dwayne Washington for inviting us to come out here, man. And it was really a wonderful event. They jammed. Now, I got to ask you this. Did you enjoy your film tonight? Did you hear how she said she really enjoyed herself? Miss Valerie said she enjoyed herself.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Did you hear what she say, man?
I missed her. What she say?
Yes, he agrees with you. That's what it's all about. It's all about being. And I like the fact that the way Washington Mill is giving back to the young guy, giving back to the young people. Especially these days and times where our young people need it. We need more. And that's why we're gonna do a special show, sipping on that, because we feel that, you know, it's all good to have fun, laugh, and be crazy, but it's time also to be serious. And I think we need to do one special show on that and have people call in. So that's what we're gonna be working on right here on B93 FM. My goodness, you see the twin kids? Oh, the twins! Oh, the kids are twins! Oh my goodness, they look sharp. How you doing, young man? We live on the radio.
Oh, you
should see it. He's looking at me like, man, I don't know this man right here.
Don't
tell me that. He's
doing the right thing. No, I
agree with you on that. He just had me going down on B93 FM. Oh, man, these kids are just twins, man. Make me want to dress my son like that. I like that. Oh, wait a minute. Are they twins now? Oh, we got some twins right here. They just the light. I mean, I've been a twin. I don't know who I'm looking at. Okay.
Well, we got two eyes, and they're two twins.
Oh, I wish I could do it, but I could show your mom. Oh, they can't. See, when they get older, he's going to try to get him in trouble. It's already happening.
Uh-oh.
You got a plan for it. I'm looking at the twins out here, bro. This is pretty cool, though. But again, man, we're doing it real big right here at B93 FM. The kids will be broadcasting live right here. Again, man, before we let you go, man, go ahead and do your quick shout out real quick.
I definitely want to give a shout out to my mother, Carolyn Hart, to my aunt Judy, who I love dearly, to my sons, Isaiah, Isaac, and LaJohn, to the church, and you know what's up. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. They will be having
a
blues this month in Denton. We got to really come out here and do something with that because they're going to be talking about Pops Carter, who was one of the legends.
Wow,
icons.
That's pretty cool.
Getting
that's pretty
Texas.
Cool.
And he was also black, and he was born in 1910 and just recently passed away this year. So they're going to be doing a real big contribution for him. And that's
also,
going to be
also on Monday, man, we're going to talk about check this out, man. Coming up Monday, man, we're going to also talk about my boy Cool, who passed away 2 weeks ago, man. The hip-hop community in Dallas, Texas is still talking about my boy Cool, who does so much for the hip-hop community. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about who's going to be one of the big-time promoters that's going to take his place, man. That's what we're going to talk about, too. So just coming out Monday, y'all, 7 o'clock, right here, same station, B93 FM, the history. What do you think about that?
I think that's a wonderful thing. Let's get it started. Let's get it going. Let's get it crunk. And all right,
I got my own slogan that I used to say back in high school, man. If it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. Make a difference, and we'll see y'all again tomorrow, Monday, on B93 FM, thehits.com. And you got a quick shout-out real quick.
Yes, let us know what's up. Longview, Tyler, come on with it. We heard from you, Lubbock and Amarillo. What's up? West Texas, let's get with it. East Texas. Come on with it. South Texas, we want to hear from you. Beaumont, what's going down? We got people everywhere. Let's do it. We're going to do it big, and let's come together, put a smile on our face righteously.
All right. Let's do a quick station break real quick, man. A quick station break, and we'll be right back.
Pretty Hustlers Entertainment presents The Black Widow with their new single, Tonight, featuring Wax and Jaya. Also, the Freaky Side.
Monday night, 7 o'clock, right here, number one station, y'all. Let's take it away.